Welcome to Tip TV Top Trader 2017 Outlook. I'm joined by market analyst Tony Cross. Tony, happy Christmas, happy New Year to you and your family.
And to you, Miss, thank you very much.
Right, we've got five slides. Without further ado, let's kick off with the first slide. Stocks to pop and drop in focus. Run me through these, please.
So you said, can you pick out some stocks, some sectors that are, you know, I think are in for some activity in the new year? Here we go. So I think, you know, defence, banking, potential upside there, outsourcers, not too clever, and property developers as well. You know, I think there's some big issues to be answered there at a political level as well as a structural level.
Understood. So for various reasons you're picking these. Let's go to the next slide. Rolls Royce, dreadful looking charts.
We've seen
a dreadful panorama show recently.
Yeah.
So the fundamentals and the technicals looking appalling.
Yeah.
Why is this in your portfolio?
We've seen a whole string of dips lower here over the last last couple of years or so. Really, I mean, all these profit warnings. It's been a bit of a a shocker for the business. Yes, they've struggled off the back of the oil price. There's been a slowdown in new aircraft deliveries, which has had an impact on their big jet business, which accounts for about 50% of their overall revenues. I think the interesting thing on slightly a sad note is 15% of their revenue comes from the defence sector, and I think we're going to see an upturn there. We're seeing oil prices start to rise again, so the marine sector is going to move back into favour. Big jets, yeah, it's going to take a little while to work its way through. But given where the valuation is now against the those highs up at £12 or so, I think there's scope on the upside here.
We would have these as a long position in our portfolio.
I obviously can't make recommendations, but it's certainly one I'd be looking at with an upside bias.
Understood. Let's move on to the next slide. Lloyds Banking Group, another one for the buy and hold portfolio.
Well, if we go back nearly a decade now, the Lloyds were throwing out such fantastic dividends, 7-8% or so, I seem to recall. And now we have the situation where the state ownership has been almost fully wound down. I mean, it was at 43% at the height of the credit crisis. The last number I saw said 8%.
Right.
And then just this morning, since I did the research on this, but just this morning, news broke that they've bought that MBNA credit card business from the US. Again, just showing a broader outlook, I think, for this company there. The state may still have some constraint over them, but it's far less than it was a few years ago. And we're looking at a lot of potential upside. I guess you have to feel a little sorry here for all the all the retail investors who were dangled that carrot a year ago that they were going to get all kinds of bonuses for getting in at the ground floor when they when there's going to be a big IPO here.
Yep.
The scale of any IPO now is going to be far smaller. Clearly, the government wants it off their books. But I think once that's gone, there's a potential to start paying more aggressive dividends, doing more creative things such as this acquisition we've seen this morning, and moving the bank back into a phase of steady growth. Someone once said banks are cyclical. You know, if you hold them for 100 years, they'll be high, they'll be rock bottom. That's going to happen regardless. They're not the Amazons, the Googles of this world where it all looks one way. And it's difficult for me to look past this without thinking, well, hang on, the worst's behind us now.
Understood. Let's move on to the next slide. G4S. They've been in the press recently for the Birmingham prison situation.
That's right.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the outsourcing sector in general is in for a rough ride. We're seeing a union backlash at the minute. And, normally I'd be unions, what on earth are you doing? You can't do this. But when you have a situation where we've got rising living costs and companies expecting to pay people not a living wage but a minimum wage, where ends simply cannot meet, where they've got to take two or three jobs to make it happen, I think actually there's time for a bit of a kickback here. I'm not saying the outsourcers are making a fat profit on this. The companies or governments are employing outsourcers are doing it for economic reasons. I just think there's a disconnect here, and I think that's going to get more and more present in 2017, 2018. We've seen a big uprising in populism this year.
Yep.
You know, Trump in, Brexit. goodness knows what Europe's going to present us with next year.
So are you saying this is a share not for your portfolio?
I think, yes, this is, yeah, I think outsourcers, and I picked on G4S because of the weekend news about the Birmingham prison riots, which again, early investigation or early analysis seems to show, really, they were painted into a corner. They didn't have they didn't have the array of tools they needed to run that operation sensibly. Right. Prisoners having to take cold showers seems to be in the breaking point.
Right.
You know, there's something fundamentally wrong in this process of the eternal, you know, twisting the screw on suppliers. And, you know, again, with the Swiss port baggage strikes that we're looking at over the Christmas period, it's because airlines are saying, well, we want our customers to fly for as good as free, so we're only going to pay you £8 a bag, where they want £10 a bag. And it's, you know, they're forced into a corner. So they do it, it all gets really, the margins get completely eroded, and in the end they can't afford to pay people what they need to pay.
Okay, so that's a stock and indeed a sector to avoid.
Yep.
Let's wrap up with the last slide. What is in for the property developers? We've obviously seen these massive spike downs. What are your thoughts on
it? I think the house builders are, again, set for a difficult path ahead. We've seen such significant wealth transfer from the public sector, from Treasury, yep, to the house builders. And a number of the senior execs at these house builders are sitting on £100 million plus share option packages now off the back of this. What's happened to house prices? Well, they're no more affordable.
Yep.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of a tailing down. They're banking, they're building these land banks up. They've got no interest in flooding the market with properties. And yes, they can come up with the defence about, we haven't got the resources to do this. We haven't got enough brickies to build these houses. But I just think this is a sector that has had its day now, or has ridden that wave out of the financial crisis, when admittedly a lot of these companies were trading at, you know, sub a pound, weren't they? They were,
yeah,
you know, 30, 40 pence, a lot of them. It was, you know, they were beaten down so far. Saw a very interesting piece earlier in the week about a move into prefab, you know, modern prefab housing. And there you go, we have a solution to get round a lot of this labour requirement, skilled labour, brickies and plasterers and stuff, by just building these in a factory and dropping them onto site. And it's not the drafty prefabs of the 40s. These are properties that are built for the 21st century. And I just think there's structural change coming here. And,
So again, just to wrap up, an area of your portfolio to avoid.
I think the potential here is for some kind of intervention from the political side, and indeed some kind of disruption from the structural side with these pre-built houses. And I just think that's one that could be fireworks in the.
To wrap up, we'll mark your homework in a year's time. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. Tip TV, be back live 10 a.m. January 3rd. Thank you.